Greetings in the name of our adorable, soon-coming Savior and Lord, John Horn, your speaker. We want to say a little more on the subject of justification. And by the way, the Word of God speaks about justification by blood, justification by grace, and justification by faith. However, we're going to see now in the New Testament a case of a man who did what Job did when he was still unacquainted with the Lord of glory, and before he knew the truth and the joy and the power of justification in his own life. We're going to see now in the New Testament another character who attempted to justify himself, and we'll see how calamitous the end was. That is now an 18th chapter of St. Luke, in verse 9, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Fearful state in which to be found, surely. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a publican and the other a Pharisee. Now, I should just like to add that the Word of God gives us a record of many temple scenes, and they're always interesting because, you see, after all, the temple as built by Solomon, and of course it was later rebuilt too, but it was designed of God, you can be sure of that, and it was a place where God in sovereign grace and in mercy met with his ancient people. There was a meeting place between God and man. However, in this instance that we are reading about, it says, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. His prayers did not reach the ear of God. And notice what he has to say. Himself, and then says, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, or perhaps better, the sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And again we see this demonstrated right in the very presence of our God. Now I want to point out some things in the prayer of this Pharisee that were decidedly wrong. As a matter of fact, they were not even true. For you see, all prayers are not true, and all prayers are not Spirit-indicted. You know, the Word of God speaks about praying always in the Holy Ghost. Well, here's a man who prayed, but you can be sure he did not pray in the Spirit. In fact, it says, he prayed thus with himself. Then I want you to see what he says. I thank thee that I am not as other men are. Now, friends, that was untrue. You see, if you take the divine record, turn, for instance, to the third chapter of the epistle of Paul to the Romans, we have a clear statement there of Jews and of Gentiles alike, and the Spirit of God tells us through his servant Paul that there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, here's a man who stands in the presence of God, and he says, I'm not as other men are. And then he even goes further than that. First of all, he tells God what he has done, and then he tells God what he does not do. In other words, the things that he hoped that he would be commended for. In other words, he was trying to gain the favor of God on the ground of his doings, on the ground of his own sufficiency. He did not need God. He did not need mercy. He did not need salvation. He was a man who was attempting to be satisfied with himself. And you know, the Scripture says a good man is satisfied from himself. And the only way to find real, true satisfaction is to have your gaze turned to the blessed Savior, turned to the Son of God. Now, you take the time and pains, will you, to read this story over. That's in the 18th chapter of St. Luke, beginning at verse 9 and read through verses 14, and note carefully every expression that comes through the lips of this Pharisee, and And then see how he, in exalting himself, was abased. He was brought down. Now, in my next broadcast, In the Will of the Lord, I'm going to take the other side now, and we're going to see and get the details of a man who really and truly did not try to justify himself, but condemned himself and was justified by God.